Welcome back to the Celery Life Podcast. Hi, I'm your co-host, Vance, and as usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Sue.
Hello.
So, just before we start, a standard disclaimer that this is not professional life advice. We're just giving a 2 cents worth, and hopefully it'll help you out in your celery life. So, this week is an interesting topic to talk about. It's about side hustles, or whether anything outside of work that you do that can possibly bring in some supplementary income and also fulfilling you. So maybe Sue, you can start off with your point.
So a few things about me here and there before I begin is that I'm pretty sure that a lot of people here have, like, you know, side hustles and whatnot, right? Like, I have a lot of side hustles. You know, this podcast being one of the side hustle, same goes to Vance here. And I think that, like, a lot of people, they have to voluntarily, like, want to do a side hustle. Side hustle cannot be something that, you know, it's kind of, like, forced out of you. It doesn't work that way. Because, you know, it's something that you do on the side. And I feel that, like, it brings a lot of value to not just, like, people around you or you, but it also brings a lot of value to your work or whatever business that you're having in. So let's begin with my first point, right? Is that you will be able to cross-promote whatever that you're doing, mainly, like, let's say your 8-to-5 job or your main business in your side hustle. There may be a lot of different ways that you can cross-promote. Let's say, for example, I'm in the cleaning business. I'm in the cleaning business. And, like, you know, I'm doing this podcast as, like, you know, a form of, like, you know, side hustle. And bing, I've already cross-promoted my main, the meeting that I'm currently doing right now. Do you guys see the connection? That is how things work. And, like, you know, people will get to know, Sue is, like, doing this cleaning business. The next time I need cleaning, you know, go to a sim. Then a lot of people, like, you know, they have a lot of strategy around how they really do their side hustles while not giving up, like, you know, the main goal, or, like, trying to show that they're selling too much of the main thing in their side hustles. And I think this is one of the most important things, like, even for jobs, right? Let's just put business aside. Let's just say, like, you know, podcasts, Vance doing a podcast, and also you know, you're doing a content creation, digital marketing agency kind of thing. So, you know, when you're talking about podcasts and whatnot, podcasts is also a form of digital marketing, right? And I think that at the point of time there were some points, like, during our past podcasts, whereby Vance, you have mentioned before that you're currently working in this field. Yep. So, yeah, Vance, you're really indirectly promoting, you know, your line of work. And who knows, like, you know, maybe one of our listeners in the near future, please do approach us, you know, for, like, you know, maybe, you know, certain form of projects and whatnot, right? There's somehow linked to digital marketing. And, you know, once you get that deal, and, you know, it looks good for you. So I think that this is one of the most important points. And also a bit realistic, lah, in the sense that, like, you know, it's like cross-promoting. So what do you think, Vance?
Yeah. So, of course, cross-promotion is one thing about side hustles and your main job. But I think more than that, right, for most people, right, their side hustles might not be directly related to their main job. That's one. Another thing is also cross-promoting might be a bit hard if, I mean, to put things in perspective, right, why would someone want, why would someone who is looking for cleaning services, right, for example, because using your example is more,
it's two different
correct.
Worlds.
So because for me, of course, it's it'll be quite natural for me to promote my main line of job, which is digital marketing. But for you, it's a bit harder. So for most people, I believe, right, their side hustles, or rather, actually, side hustle is a good way to put it. Of course, for some people, it's their hobby, right? Mm-hmm. So some people, maybe they volunteer at a church or whatever, and then they get a small supplementary kind of income on the side just because they help out this or that. Or maybe they help out in their family business or something. So it's kind of like a hobby also, while also being, I guess we can agree that side hustle refers to anything outside of our work that helps us maybe learn something new.
Yeah, something that we probably put quite a bit of effort into, you know, making sure that, you know, it works out, it foils up.
Yeah, that's why it's nice hustle, right, on the side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's called hustle.
So I think, yeah, the cross-promotion part is definitely something that is a benefit. But, of course, just to play devil's advocate here, right, not every time cross-promotion is possible. And sometimes, right, because you juggle between your main job and also your side hustle, right? Sometimes you might lose focus on what is really putting the bread on the table. So of course that's that is something that I guess I know a few people, a few friends who actually fall to that trap. They think that maybe this side hustle can work, but after that they realize that when they actually quit their job and try to do this thing, this side hustle, like make this side hustle an actual business, it didn't work out. It
didn't work out well.
Most of the time, to be realistic, right, usually it might not work out because every day business, so many businesses are failing and a lot of them are born out of side hustles. Yeah. But this is not to say that you shouldn't get a side hustle. No. It's just telling you like, because what we want to do here is show you both sides of the coin. You know, discuss, put everything out for discussion. And I think the cross promotion part is a very good point to bring up. Just that all this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, in my opinion, anyway, I believe that in any two businesses, there's always a way to, you know, cross promote. It really depends on how creative you can really be, or like, you know, like how you can like interlink everything together. I mean, of course, like it's like cleaning and digital marketing is like two very vague, or I should say, how do I put this? Two really different worlds, but I'm pretty sure that like if we put our thinking cap on and then like really delve into it, we can probably find a way without delving too far away from what is the intention of the podcast as well as my main goal in my cleaning business. In regards to you know, losing focus on like a fair balance of a risk versus rewards, right? In any businesses or even whatever that you do on a daily basis, right? Like, you know, like whatever that you do, there's always a risk to it. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, you step out of the house, you risk getting, I don't know, hit by a truck, maybe. Even if you stay in your house, there's still a risk, right? Like, if let's use sports, for example. So whenever someone takes a shot, there's a risk, right? So like it depends on like, you know, what is the risk versus rewards of like, you know, shooting the ball. And I think that like you have to really gauge as to like where do you stand in the court to be able to shoot to land the score. So I think it's to working, right? Like if you're really if let's say like you already have a lot of confidence in your side hustle, and like you decided to start your main job in order to pursue your side hustle, you know, again, it's a leap of faith, right? If your side hustle has not gained any form of traction, or like, you know, there is no form of like market, you know, analysis as to like whatever that you're doing is really working or not. Like, if you do that, then you better be ready for, you know, the consequences, right? Like, if let's say that you're not ready for it, then you probably shouldn't do it, and you probably should still, you know, keep your side hustle a side hustle. I think that having a very good focus on like, you know, what your side hustle really is and what is really putting bread on the table, like it matters, because everybody has different forms of financial commitment and whatnot, right? Not every family, you know, is born, you know, stable and whatnot. Some you know, maybe you're already born into debt. I don't know. So I think that yes, I won't deny there's the possibility of failure, right? But I just feel that it's not as significant as what most people would think, because the thing is that there's always almost everything we do, we just don't realize it, right? It's just that when you try something new, you go like, oh, like what if we waste? What if we invest this added amount of resources and then we waste it? But the thing is that's what we do on a daily basis too, right? You know, maybe we take our chances with, you know, the traffic light, you know, this kind of thing. So I think that I still believe that we all should just try. Why do I believe that constantly trying, you know, with your hustle, and you know, who knows, maybe your hustle can be something that you really really genuinely want. Why do I say that? It's because that usually people do not do a side hustle for the sake of doing a side hustle, right? It's not like Benz and I just say, hey, you need to do a side hustle, then you start looking for, I don't know, you start mowing the lawn for other people or something that you just don't like doing. What I'm trying to say is that mostly side hustle are things that we prefer to do in life,
yep.
right? Something that we really, really want to achieve in life. Something that is something that allows us to get to somewhere that we want in life in the near future, or you know, in the distant future, whichever, right? So I think that this brings me to one of my points, which is it gives a lot more fulfillment in terms of your life and your work life, to be honest. Why? Because I believe that Sasa is a platform for you to really put your creativity out there and to be seen by the whole world. And it's a lot less... Okay. I'm speaking in general anyway. Sasa will most probably be really, really, really different from your work life. Whereby, like, you know, again, in general, whereby your work life, you know, it could be like a very mundane job. You know, you're pretty much doing the same thing for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. You know, it's more common than you think, right? And like the learning curve, well, it's there. The learning curve is there. But I believe that if you have a side hustle and you do put in the hours, the amount of experience and the learning curve that you will get, it's pretty steep, to be honest. Of course, if you put in like, a very, very low amount of like effort and whatnot, you probably don't get anything out of it. You probably go like, oh, I just wasted my money building this website. This sucks. You know, that kind of thing. But I think that like if you take your side hustle seriously, not only you will get fulfillment in your life, that means that, you know, when you go back from home, you go back from work, you know, you're happy. You have something that you look forward to, something that you want to, you know, work on, and something you want to see bear fruits, right? And even when you go to work, you won't feel so down. You're looking forward to, hey, I want to get my job done as soon as possible so that I can get back home and get my, you know, work on my side hustle again. And I think it's something that what Gary Vaynerchuk used to say. And you always say that, like, you know, always work on something that you really, really want. And don't just just work your 9 to 5. But he has a disclaimer, which I do agree. Not everybody can afford that, right? If you have a 9 to 5, you still have a 6 to 10, you know, 6 to 11. You know, what do you really do with those hours? And that is my question to everybody. Like, you know, let's say you really want to be a singer, for example. You want to be a singer. Let's just put whatever other people really want in, you know, what's the ideal position that they want to be. Maybe I want to be a successful businessman. Maybe I want to be a good singer. You know, maybe I want to be an actor. Maybe I want to be a photographer. You know, all these are like, you know, like kind of like the route that's like hardly taken by like, you know, many. Many people prefer the comfortable office job kind of thing. And notice whatever I said here, right? There are things that can be turned into side hustle, right? Singing, like, you know, hey, you know, maybe you can have a YouTube channel or like, you know, a Spotify channel whereby like you are singing, you're constantly practicing, and you know, every day when you come back home, you sing, you don't compromise. And singles are acting. Maybe, you know, you can take up like some, you know, as a KL people call it, Calafair roles. I'm not sure what you guys call it in Singapore. You know, yeah, Calafair roles, yeah. So like, you know, maybe you can take up Calafair roles, or even just go to like some drama club or something, right? And like, or you can just constantly work at home, and you know, maybe you want to work on how you can be a good actor, or maybe you want to be a producer as well, for example, or even photographer. Maybe when you, after work, you know, like a lot of people always tend to like think that like, oh, like, you know, Singapore, there's nothing much to take photo of. You're kidding me! Holy shit! There's so many things for you to take photo of. Like, you know, it's about the photographer, not like, you know. So I think that then you can work on your portfolio and whatnot. And this is also another form of side hustle, right? And let's say if you're really into business, maybe you can do a very small form like online shop, which is, you know, very common and takes very, very little capital based on like whatever that you want to do. So yeah, like if you have this kind, if you have something that you're looking forward to whenever you go back home, right? I think that, like, you know, it's worth the try. And who knows, if let's say your side hustle really turns out to be something that's viable, then maybe that time you can think about taking, you know, the leap of faith. Well, I've been going on for quite some time. What do you think, Vance?
You're selling side hustles too hard that I have to poke some holes in your argument. So that, you know, people listening to this, right, they don't just hear the good side of it. So of course, like, whatever you mentioned, right, is absolutely all the benefits of doing a side hustle. Because I mean, if you think about it, right, if you just go to your 9 to 5 job or 9 to 6 job every single day without fail, and not do anything else other than, you know, spending time with your family and everything. I mean, some people, yeah, fine with that. They're fine with just spending time with their family and just going to work, putting bread on the table, and then rinse and repeat. But then at some point, right, you'll be burnt out. not by the work, but more like by the mundane cycle, on and on and on. So having the side hustle, it kind of spices up your life. But of course, as with anything out there, there's always, you know, some certain parts of it that are not exactly, you know, there's also a lot of other like risks, and of course risks are kind of like the least of our worries at some point. But I would like to maybe quote an example would be, if let's say you really like singing that much, just to expand on, you know, your point about singing as a side hustle. So you can have a YouTube channel. You can even go for singing gigs at pubs, bars, and everything.
So of course,
that will not only bring some money for you, you give it exposure, you know, you might even get a following and everything. But for some people, right, I've read stories that when they go for this kind of singing gigs, right, when 1, 2, 3, or 4 too many times that they actually, I don't know, they get into trouble with fans or whatever, for whatever reason, they just, their singing gig just falls apart, right? And just because of something that, some sort of obstacle in their way, because singing used to be used to be like something very enjoyable for them, but then suddenly because of, you know, all these setbacks, right, singing reminds them of something that they don't really like anymore, and then it might actually kill that passion altogether. So I think those kind of, I mean, that is of course not very probable for everyone, but I do hear of other people have experiencing this kind of things before, lah.
Actually, it's pretty common for like people to lose interest in, you know, whatever passion or hobby that you know they're pursuing. So my only point is that, you know, you probably don't like your hobby as much as you think it is, maybe, or like you're just not that passionate about whatever that you want to do. Like I guess like it's a bit of a psychological thing, right? Whenever like people think that they like something, but the truth of the matter is they like something else that they get out of, you know, whatever that they are doing. Maybe it, like, you know, what the person wanted is like some form of glory or like fans or whatnot from the singing or whatever, you know. And maybe it just so happens that he happens to be a very good, you know, maybe he's just very good at singing, and therefore he's able to achieve such status. Okay, to be honest, I'm not too sure, right? Like, you kind of really have to know yourself. Like, you already know you really want it, and you know, based on what I can always, I always do is that I always tell other people that, like, tell me what's the one thing that you really want to do whenever you go back home, right? Let's not say stuff like, you know, family. We're putting family completely aside from, you know, from work and side hustle completely, okay? Because like we shouldn't be mixing them up. We should have our own time for family. We should have our own time for both the side hustle and the work, right? Like, you know, let's say if you're something that you really want to work on when you go back to sleep, go back. Like, I think that it's important. There's always a way for you to, you know, do something out of it. You know, make it into something. Try to make something happen, right? Instead of like constantly doing the same thing over and again, it's just like, yeah, I'm kind of interested. Like, I know like one of I'm pretty sure I mentioned her in this podcast before. So previously she loves baking and whatnot, right? She loves baking and she's in the bank, you know, it's 9-to-6 job every single day, you know. And then she likes baking, and she likes healthy bakery. So I said, hey, you know, like, why don't you just, you know, work on it? You know, work on it every day, 9 to 11, after you finish your work, you'll come back home. Yes, you're tired as hell, but no, you gotta work on this, right? And like, I think it took me about 2 years or 2 years or so of convincing, and then like she finally agreed to do it. So like she was doing it a while, and then after a while it gets like quite a bit of traction. She has resigned, and now she's working on, you know, on it full time. And you know, it's, I wouldn't say that it's rainbows and whatnot, right? Of course, there's a lot of difficult moments and whatnot, but she really really enjoyed baking. So all these difficulties and whatnot, you know, she took it as a form of a lesson and everything. So I think that just from this you know, testimony alone, right? I think that we can say that, like, Yeah, like, you know, maybe you'll grow bored out of it, or maybe you just don't like it, don't like your passion. You don't, you may kill a passion, or might you may kill a hobby. So my question is, so what? You know, find another passion, find another hobby. You know, like I don't believe that human beings in general, they will like there will be one point where they have absolutely no passion or hobby. There's always something that they are they that you know that spikes their interest. You know, they are interested in doing. I don't know if you want to talk about like you like sleeping, right? I don't know. Maybe you can even talk about like, I don't know, sleep studies. You know, like you know, try to understand more about sleeping. I'm not too sure to be honest. So yeah, this is what I think. What do you think?
I just want to bring up a point because you mentioned something quite interesting, like you don't think anyone can not think of a side hustle or not want to do a hobby or something. Because I actually know people who don't have hobbies and it's out of choice.
Yeah.
And I think that's perfectly fine. And I just want to address those people. So because people around me, I know people around me who, other than their job, right, they just go home, watch television, you know, I don't know, play some games, just chill out, and then that's how they just spend their weekends or any other free time outside of work. And I think that's perfectly fine. But yeah,
It's fine.
so
Definitely, it's
back to the
fine.
point that you mentioned just now that Gary V said that, you know, side hustles are not for everyone. Yeah, it's not for everyone.
Yeah, it's not for
So
everyone. Definitely.
I think even then, right, I guess everyone should try out something, because
Yeah. I mean, like, sorry to cut you off there, but like, that's what I'm trying to say, right? Like, you can. I mean, like, you can choose to not have a side hustle. Doesn't matter. But what I'm trying to say is that if you want something more out of your life other than just you know your whatever that you are doing currently, right? You want to achieve something more, and you know maybe even in the off chance of turning whatever that you're doing, right? Whatever that you really like, into something that you can monetize. Like I'm sure that we all have heard of a very professional gamer in Singapore, and his name he goes by the name Ice, right? Yeah, sure, gaming. So why not? Like you know why not be serious about the gaming. You know, if you like to watch TV and whatnot, why not write reviews about it? I'm pretty sure Vance, you
yeah.
do that as well. So yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say, right? Whatever that you like to do, there is always a way. Because if you like something, chances are there's a lot of things that there is a way to really like, you know, hustle it out and really be able to, you know, come up with something that will definitely intrigue like the public and whatnot. And you know, it can come in, it become something that you enjoy doing. From 9 to 5, instead of something that you don't like to do it from 9 to 5.
I think, yeah, but back to the point where, you know, just now when I say that you might actually kill a passion, right? While singing, you might not actually like singing that much, but just maybe the results or the fame that comes with being a singer.
Yeah, that happens more often
Yeah,
than
correct.
everybody think,
So
to be
I
honest.
think, right,
Yeah.
for because I read some stories about this person, Ice, and you know, when he talks about professional gaming, right, it's actually not as enjoyable
Yeah.
as casual gaming.
Yes,
Yeah,
it's
so
not.
it's on a different level, that's of course. But because I honestly personally know quite a number of people, especially in Singapore, which is who don't really like to do anything else other than just chill out outside of work. And that's perfectly fine. So
Yeah, that's fine.
I would say that even then, right, give it a try to do something that can actually enrich you. Because even though it's called a side hustle, right, it has nothing to do with your work. It can actually help you in terms of your career development, your personal development and everything. So not to sound like I'm trying to persuade you to go for a side hustle also, because you know I'm supposed to take the other side. But so it doesn't matter, because end of the day, right, the side hustles are actually, it can actually give you fulfillment if you actually find something that you really like, and you can,
Exactly.
I guess, in some ways, learn more about yourself that you've never known.
Yes, that's
So
true. Yeah.
I think everyone should take out a side hustle, whether is it something that takes up 1 hour every week, 1 hour every month, as long as you're
Yeah.
creating value, right, as long as you're helping people or
Yeah.
helping yourself, even developing yourself, I think there's definitely merits to a side hustle. But of course, not to forget all those points that we mentioned just now.
I think one of the things that people really have to take into consideration is just the fine-tuned balance between family time, as you probably just said, lesser time to unwind, and maybe people, there are just people who want to spend time with their family. It's perfectly fine. It really depends on how much percentage of a time that you want to allocate for work and hustle versus family. Again, sorry to quote Gary Vaynerchuk again, but he did say 51-49, whereby he put 51% of his time on family and 49% of the time on work. So that I'm gonna convey the same thing. How much time are you willing to sacrifice, for whatever that you want? So yeah, again, it's a fine tune of balance, and to be honest, it's totally fine. As I've already mentioned just now a couple of times, that if you're someone who wants something more out of whatever that you're living right now, then you should probably work on a side hustle. If you're already currently happy with whatever that you have, I guess we can call it complacency, I guess. Mm-hmm. But if you're already happy with whatever that you have right now, right? I don't see why you should, work on a side hustle and risk that your happiness being ruined by whatever reasons, So yeah, again, really try to understand yourself a little. Is there something that I really, really want to do in life? Maybe, I've always wanted to be on stage to sing, or I'm sure that I also probably said whenever you do something professionally, it doesn't really sometimes the fun in doing that thing, it dissipates. Mm. A little here and there. But if we had to go to ISIS and say, hey, I got this accounting job, will you want to take it? And he's gonna say hell no. Hell no. You prefer to be where he is right now. I think that one thing ISIS fails to really grasp is that he really enjoys whatever environment that he's really in right now. Probably not the process of training and whatnot, because nobody likes training, right? But I'm pretty sure that he really likes the community, he enjoys it. When you watch him stream from time to time, he's always making funny commentaries. He seems to be enjoying himself. Of course, Vance has once mentioned, you can really feel burnout, right? Yeah. You can really feel burnout, I guess one thing that we need to take into consideration is that if you're gonna run a side hustle and whatnot, you do have to be committed, right? If you do, you do have to be committed. And I think that if you don't plan on being committed, or you're just not, you're just a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, that maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's not for you. Because, everybody's different, right? So what I would recommend everyone is that, as I already said, probably the fifth time right now, if you're looking for something out of your current life and you want to achieve more, then whatever that your job can, allow you to achieve, side hustle, without a doubt.
Yeah, I just want to add one last one last thing to look out for when you're looking for a side hustle, right, is to try to avoid side hustling in the same industry or same field as your main job.
Yeah,
because then there's a risk of moonlighting. So even if it's the slightest possibility that your boss will find out and is actually moonlighting, then I think you should definitely not do it. So personally, right, because I write in my free time for this film magazine, and before I even started my current job, right, I already make it very clear to them that I explain to them what exactly it is. I'm not going to stop it, but then I don't get paid for it. That's one. It has nothing. I'm not doing anything else other than writing film reviews for it. And my boss is okay with it. And then,
I think just be honest with your boss.
If you think that there's any possibility that it might actually be considered as moonlighting, because moonlighting can actually make you lose your job, and then the repercussions, you wouldn't want to think about it, lah. So, that's my last warning or caution that you actually have to take into consideration before taking on any side hustles.
Agree, definitely agree.
And okay, maybe we can wrap this up. You got anything on your end that you want to summarize?
Well, I guess that just make sure there's no form of conflict of interest. Yeah. not from a conflict of interest, you know, weigh the risk versus benefits. You know, when it comes to like really, really abandoning your main job for and turn your side hustle into, you know, a main hustle. And yeah, and you know, ultimately, we all one thing that we really need to look out for is, you know, what we really want out of life, you know, happiness and whatnot. If you really want to enjoy whatever that you that you do for the rest of your life, you know, so also maybe one of the key factors for you to reach there. So yeah, nothing much. What about you?
Okay. On my end, right, I would say, since we're no longer like arguing or anything, more like a summary, I would say that side hustles are definitely great, and I think everyone should take out side hustles. Just that, you need to understand that side hustles are not something that you just do for fun. It's something that can actually help enrich you, enrich your life, yep, your work life,
yep,
enrich your career development and everything. Because you'll never know, at some point, right, things that you learn in your side hustles can actually help you in your main job, can actually help you,
yep,
move on to the next part, the next step of your career and everything. And then it also, mm-hmm, kind of teaches you, right, that there's a lot more to life other than just going to work, you know,
yep,
working a main, yep, job and, yep, everything. Yep. There's so many other possibilities out there. And if, yep, you can earn some side income,
that'd be great.
Yeah. Plus, you, yeah, know, do something that you can actually enjoy.
Yeah, but I do want to point out one thing to most people, is that like, if you think that like you're gonna start making like, you know, millions or even like thousands, you know, from a side hustle, like from the get go, right? Just a reality check, like that is more than likely to not happen. Even in the next, like, you know, I don't know, 6 months to 1 year, the first six months to 1 year that you work on a side hustle, it's kind of unlikely for you to see like, you know, financial gains. It's hard, right? Because the thing is that, you know, you're only putting, you know, X amount of hours. You know, maybe you're putting less hours into your side hustle in comparison to your full-time job. So you shouldn't be expecting it to, you know, put lots of bread on the table. But of course, like, you know, I'm not speaking for on behalf of like all side hustles, right? There are some people whereby they really, really work very hard on it. Or, you know, they happen to catch the trend. And they managed to make, you know, a bit of money here and there. So, yeah, just to keep everybody's expectation in check, you know, not all side hustles make a lot of money. And you're more than likely to not make any money from, like, you know, in six months to 1 year.
Yeah, and don't believe those kind of, you know, when you watch YouTube, right, when you watch YouTube videos, sometimes they have, mm-hmm, this kind of, like, free webinar that teaches you how to make, like, $10,000 within a day, yeah, or something. Those kind,
yeah, easy money, easy money.
Yeah, those kind of get rich quick kind of causes, right?
Yeah,
there's some truth to it, because there are people who really get rich using their methods and everything, but,
mm-hmm,
not to shit on them, but the probability is low. Really,
you're kind of shitting on them.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be realistic here, okay? If it's really that easy, right? Then everyone just need to pay a small school fee and then and they can make millions of dollars. And that, I'm pretty sure we know that doesn't work in this real world.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's been a lot of cases of, like, you know, people like fishing for people I'm not sure if Singaporeans call it this, but we Malaysians call it multi-level marketing, MLM,
yeah,
scheme, a bit of pyramid scheme, or Ponzi scheme, for those of you who study economics. Yeah, like a lot of people, like, you know, they go like, they are so into, like, you know, like side hustles and whatnot, right? So to them, like, they're like, oh, like, you know, I'm so into this thing, like, it's my side hustle kind of thing. Like, just to be honest, make sure that whatever that you do and whatnot, you know, make sure, you know, it's in check and it doesn't, like, harm other people. Actually bring value to not just yourself, but everybody else.
Okay, so I think with that, we can end it off.
Yep.
Yeah, so thank you for listening. Find more episodes of the Salary Life Podcast at thesalarylife.com or iTunes, Google Podcasts, Overcast, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating on iTunes or Google Podcasts. It helps spread the word and about the Salary Life. So if this is your first time listening, please subscribe to the podcast so you're notified every time a new podcast hits the web. Please leave any comments on thesalarylife.com's comment box or email us at thesalarylife@gmail.com. So with that, I think we'll see you in the next episode.
See you next week.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, but like for me also, like, we are gonna get into the topic, so might as well we start with the intro first instead of like, you know, arguing and discussing and whatnot. Okay, so a few things about me here and there. Sorry, that distracted me. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Side hustles.
Hello?
Yeah, side hustles have...
Yeah, I lost you there just now.
Yeah.
But go on.
I also lost you a few times just now, but it's okay, I can edit.
Yay, my second food. So healthy.
Huh. My second food is not exactly healthy.
I guess you don't sense my form of sarcasm, but that's alright. I like how you like, huh?